The big gig is almost here. Let's break down the bands you need to see and everything else Summerfest has to offer. Here's your host, Sandy Max.
This is the 2025 WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck as we get ready for the world's largest music festival here in Milwaukee. This is your chance to find out what's coming up, not just the bands, but what's new to interact with, like, oh, I don't know, maybe pickleball. There's a whole lot going on with Summerfest this year, all 3 weekends, and I have two special guests to share that information. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Sandy. We're old friends, but for those that don't know me, my name is Sarah Pancari. I serve as president and CEO of Milwaukee World Festival, the organization that produces Summerfest presented by American Family Insurance, as well as manages and stewards Henry Meyer Festival Park.
And that is a well-earned role. Remind everyone just how long you've been involved with Milwaukee World Festival.
Well, it goes all the way back to when I was an usher in the amphitheater in high school. So I was a seasonal employee many moons ago, and then was a full-time staffer earlier in my career, stayed for about 10 years, left for 10, got great experience, and then Don Smiley asked me to come back in 2015. And since that time, worked with him on a transition plan and became CEO in 2024.
And what an exciting role for you to have grown into. You can just tell your passion for music, but also bringing people together in our city.
You bet. It's a special tradition. I mean, the City of Festivals is something that is as real today as it has been over the past 60 years of cultivation. And I really believe that Milwaukeeans have a compulsion to gather and celebrate, in particular in the summer, when it's such a beautiful time to be part of our community.
Also joining me,
I'm Kevin Kennedy. I'm our Vice President of Sales and Business Development. So I get to work with all of the wonderful sponsors and partners that help us make Summerfest and all the events we do here possible.
And Kevin, what's your journey through Milwaukee World Festival's been?
I grew up in Iowa. I first heard of Summerfest when I was in high school, believe it or not, because a bunch of my friends were coming up for, I believe it was Pearl Jam. At the time, I had a job that I thought was very important, and I was too chicken to quit my job in order to come, so I wasn't able to join them.
FOMO!
And I regretted that decision, but fast forward, I moved to Milwaukee in 2000, and I worked in advertising and media for many, many years until in 2017, I was fortunate enough to join Sarah and the team here at Summerfest. So had gone to Summerfest every year since I had moved here and was just thrilled to be able to join the team.
Well, Kevin, you missed Pearl Jam. What's been one of your favorite Summerfest shows in the past?
I think the Avett Brothers are one of my favorite artists. They're here again this year. I've seen them many, many times. And I think anytime I have a chance to catch them, it's always a favorite.
Are you a passionate music fan? Is that part of what drew you here? Or what is the real key to your involvement here?
Yeah, I've always loved music. I thought I could be a musician at one point in my life, and that fizzled out pretty quickly. But, you know, having moved here in 2000 and seeing the impact Summerfest has, it was just always one of those places where if you ever have the opportunity to join and be a part of it, you got to jump at it. And so whether it's music or the opportunity to put together promotions that impact nonprofits and charitable organizations, all of those opportunities to bring people together to celebrate arts and culture, those are all the reasons why it's a great place to be.
We're going to jump in deeper into the music because it's impossible not to with all three of our interests and with the hundreds and hundreds of bands. So we'll highlight all the headliners and some of the other bands that are piquing our interest. But what are some of the new things to look forward to?
We always say the lineup first because the lineup is exceptional as it is always. But in particular, we've got a great response to this year. So lots of new music to discover this year. And that means everything from Alex Warren, an artist that has come up through TikTok. Riley Green, it's a country artist that's performing for the first time at the festival. So always music. But in addition, new foods. We've got new food vendors. Beats and Eats is making a debut this year. Loaded Tots and Loaded Fries and sort of great bar food for sharing, as well as Jamba. I love that because it's a healthy, healthy alternative,
yeah,
when you really need a little kick in the afternoon. And then also Nino's Southern Sides is another vendor that's coming on. But all the vendors do such a great job each year bringing new ideas to the table, all the way to a funnel cake pork sandwich. So a pork sandwich with funnel cake bun at Famous Dave's and everything in between. So it
sweet
really
and
is
savory.
It is sweet and savory. But also we love the creativity of our local vendors, right? So Summerfest integrates local vendors, which think about going to a lot of venues. It's not always local. And we're really proud to say that we have all these local businesses participating with lots and lots of ways which we bring people together. And a lot of it's work. So
I've even bartended.
Lots of new. Yeah.
I bartended.
So we're talking to a former seasonal play. That's fantastic, Sandy. I didn't know.
By one of the EDM stages, it was Miller Lite Oasis. And I had a regular job, but I'm like, this is my summer vacation money.
That's right.
Where I love to be. And I get to hear music and make some money.
You mentioned pickleball. That's one of the new experiences we have this year. So we've dabbled in pickleball a little bit at Summerfest. We had some open play this year when the park opened in May. But this year, we're going to have a whole dedicated location on the grounds, the Dean's Pickleball Village. So there's going to be pickleball programming from noon until dusk. We've got pickleball 101 classes. There's pickleball for kids.
I mean, Kevin, honestly, I feel like I'm the only person on the planet who is not playing.
I think you are.
I think it's a matter of time, Sandy. If you know Kevin, you're going to be playing pickleball soon.
But that's what I was going to say. Because you have pickleball 101 classes, it heartened me like, okay, I can't be the only one who hears about it and would like to learn about it and see just what the sensation is. Because for the people who do love to play, this is going to be a welcome and fun thing. And oh, look, now let's play a match. I've never played you before. You know, now that we're here to see this one concert, that's going to be fun. Yeah. But for those of us who are the uninitiated, you know, you're bringing it to us because I'm not anywhere where pickleball is being played.
And that's the point of it. It's really for people that want to see what the craze is all about. And so you can learn. We have a lot of vendors that are in that space. So if you really like it, you can buy a paddle. You can learn where you can go play in your own neighborhood. So it's definitely an opportunity for seasoned players to play competitively, but it's also a great chance for people who've never played before to give it a try and see if you like it.
And a celebrity pickleball tournament?
Yes.
Is that happening?
It is. So we will have on June 20th and 27th at 5 o'clock, we have about 30 individuals that are participating. It's a mix of media celebrities, prominent business executives, the mayor, the county executive. Many of these folks are very competitive and
really talented. I was just going to say, I bet you didn't even have to twist it up. Did you just say, guess what we're doing this year new? Pickleball. I bet everybody signed up at once.
They did. I think we have to usually limit it because so many people want to play. But there may be a few players that take it casual, but it's highly competitive and people want to win.
I have to think that on some of the days before the grounds open, or maybe even after they close, there are going to be some bands who want to play pickleball.
I don't know that we got there yet, Sandy. Yeah. So we'll open pickleball play before and after we open. Let's do it.
You know,
let's open it to artists.
Well, because at Lollapalooza, they'll do softball games before
That's
the grounds
right.
open.
That's
so
right.
This could be our version.
Could be.
Little musical pickleball.
Yep.
Up next, who is headlining Summerfest 2025? We'll update you with the biggest names taking over the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. And I want to find out from both of you some can't-miss picks lighting up the free stages, too. Plus, info on admission deals, a peek at the festival within the festival just for kids, this year's must-have fest fashion, pit pass tips, and brand-new Summerfest experiences, the Lasso Lounge, and the mysterious astral relics of the Great North Woods. Stay tuned. We are just getting started with the WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
Welcome back to the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
My guests are authorities on Summerfest and have the knowledge to maximize your experience, whether you go one day or all 9 days of the big gig. I am happy to chat with Sarah Pancari, Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. President and CEO, and Kevin Kennedy, Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. VP of Sales and Development. We're inside the Summerfest offices, where the decor includes guitar necks as door handles and song lyrics painted on the walls. This is the right place. Now, Summerfest continues to hold the title of the world's largest music festival. So let's dive into the lineup. For headlining performers, who's kicking off Summerfest, Sarah?
Def Leppard with Tesla.
Yes.
I know. I figured you'd be excited about that. We couldn't be more excited. I mean, Hall of Fame rockers, they're just the best and they sound great and it's going to be a great show. And
they
so
deliver because I saw
really
them at AmFam Field a few summers ago and I'd never seen them before after
and
all this time.
And there's
and
so many
great
hits, right? The catalog is really, really deep and Tesla's a great opener.
Yes.
But then the next night, Friday, we're going to welcome Hozier. His first performance at the festival, really excited. You know, tickets sold really, really well for him. Really special performance, right? So you've got all this energy behind him and then closing the weekend with James Taylor. James Taylor with Jason Mraz, which is the only pairing in the country that you'll see those two together.
I love that Summerfest is that slice of special.
James Taylor, he's always a great performance, and so we're really excited for him in the amphitheater. But wait, there's more. Opening weekend, really excited to be celebrating Juneteenth with our friends at Northcott Neighborhood House. Of course, all the festivities that'll take place on King Drive. Come to Summerfest that night to see artists like the Isley Brothers, local Eric Benet, of course. Really excited about that. Him coming home to play Summerfest. Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mike Jones, Genuine Fabulous, Gary Clark Jr.
I'm gonna hold you just a little bit closer until I'm gone.
I figured you'd be excited to see Gary Clark Jr.
I almost interrupted you. You see, I was like sitting on my hands. I was like, Gary Clark Jr. is going to be here too.
It's going to be great.
For opening night, that is stellar.
And that's just opening day, right? So there's lots and lots more artists. Yeah. And as you know, I always say, download your app. Go to summerfest.com, plan your schedule, because there's nothing worse for us than to hear, oh, I didn't know they were playing. I mean, there's just so much music at Summerfest that we really want folks to check into the full lineup, because there's lots of curated opportunities to see. If you like the headliner, you'll probably like the three or four bands before.
Yeah, and just being able to tap like, so that way you're populating your schedule and you can see where those opportunities happen if you're walking one way or another, like, oh, I can see part of that show.
Right.
Because I'm going to meet friends at the North End or at the South End.
You bet.
Second weekend of Summerfest, June 26th, 27th, 28th. Who is rocking the American Family Insurance Amphitheater then?
In a 4x4 by you.
Lainey Wilson performed for us at the U.S. Cellular Connection stage a couple years ago. And like many Summerfest stories, to have an artist who performs earlier in the day a couple years ago and give their career a couple more years, and she's just going to do great in the amphitheater.
She's an it girl.
She is amazing.
She so if hosts you've watched, award shows.
She does.
She's got great music. She's a sensation.
She is. So we're really excited to bring Lainey back. That's going to be super exciting. And then beyond that, that weekend, of course, the Killers.
That's got a huge buzz,
but also Cold War Kids is a great support band for that. That's going to be a great show in and out of itself. I know that was one of our favorites last year.
Yeah, they played at the Miller Lite Oasis last year. So to have them coupled with the Killers, I think that's going to be a huge show for us the second weekend.
And then Megan Thee Stallion to finish the weekend. So I mean, she is an absolute party. It'll be great. So anchored by two women on either side with the Killers in the middle, it's going to be a great weekend. But the grounds are also stacked. You've got Riley Green, Young the Giant, Here Come the Mummies, The Fray is tracking really, really well. One of our favorites, again, Cake.
Oh, how do you afford your...
So to have Cake back at the festival is exciting.
How can you afford your rock and roll lifestyle?
I think Billy...
Cake is so great. For as much as I've lived in that and worked in that alternative world in my Chicago radio life and Atlanta radio life and even Milwaukee radio life, like, they're one of those bands I never wound up seeing. So I'm excited to see Cake. And there's a buzz around them, too.
I always said, don't tease me with Cake. That was always my line every year. And this year, the team said, no, we're not teasing you this time. It's actually happening. So really excited about that.
I think Billy Corgan... He's touring right now with a side project, but it's my understanding they do play some of the Smashing Pumpkin hits. I think that's one that's going to be big. I don't know if it's getting as much notoriety because it doesn't come with the Smashing Pumpkins name next to it, but I'm really excited about that one. I mentioned Avett Brothers before as well, too. That's going to be a great show for us.
Well, and you, Devo, aren't you particularly excited to see Devo?
Oh, yes. Devo is very much on my shortlist because I saw them on a hot Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. at Lollapalooza several years ago. Amazing.
Yeah, they deliver.
Amazing. They have the video screens, but they come in the yellow jumpsuits. Yes, you're going to see the red flower pot hats. Like, they embrace their music. They're going to put on a theatrical, interesting show.
I think
people who have enjoyed them ever since they were a teenager are going to be fulfilled. And I think people who are walking by who don't have any idea who they are going to go, what is going on in this spectacle? Like, this is incredible. Can you tell how much
This is why we always were fast friends. You truly are a music fan.
So the third weekend of Summerfest, the headliners on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage.
So this is the breakout story that we love to tell. Benson Boone will play in the amphitheater on July 3rd.
Bouncy and acrobatic Benson Boone.
You bet.
And with a belting out voice and the number one streamed song last year, but good Lord.
Yes, I think Kevin and I both listen to Beautiful Things quite a bit because we have daughters about the same age. Yep. But truly, I think a testament to our team in that they said, okay, we're going to contact the team and we're going to offer him an opportunity in the amphitheater. And we put them through all the paces always, like, okay, how's this going to do? What do you think? What does it mean? And so excited to say that his arena tour that went on sale after we had booked him, I think it sold out almost in minutes or hours. So he's wild. wildly popular. Really, really excited to bring him. He actually opened up for Imagine Dragons a couple years ago, so coming back to the amphitheater stage.
Interesting.
On July 4th, we've got Bad Omens. Spirit Box and We Come as Romans, a hard rock show. So the thing about the festival, as you well know, is that we're talking about Megan Thee Stallion, we're talking about country with Lainey Wilson, and then we're going to go hard rock with Bad Omens. You know, they're an up-and-coming band, really, really exciting stuff coming out of their new album, It's All Good. And then finally, we're going to close the festival on July 5th with the Lumineers. I belong with you, you belong with me. Which we're really, really excited about bringing. The Lumineers are playing stadiums in other cities, and they're coming to play the amphitheater to close Summerfest this year.
Truly ending on a high note. That's another band that I feel like just brings people together.
It's a sing-along.
Feeling.
Yeah. And, you know, Hippocampus, who's going to open for them, is a band that headlined a ground stage last year. So again, that great story about how bands graduate up into the amphitheater.
You could argue that we have two of the biggest pop acts with us the last week, and we mentioned Benson Boone, but then also Alex Warren. Who's playing on the US Cellular stage on July 4th. And I think he could be the next act that comes here on a ground stage and then in a year or two is playing on the amphitheater level. So I think having those two here are huge for us. But of course, 311.
Yes,
one of our favorites growing up in Iowa, being back in high school and college, they were one of my favorites. So anytime they come back here, they're always one of my favorites to see. And they still put on a great show.
Don't miss Boss Man D'Lo or Loud Luxury, which is two completely different genres, right? So that's that discovery piece that we were talking that's so, so special.
Yeah. And also you've got Japanese metal.
Yeah.
Baby Metal, that's right. It's an all-female group that mixes Japanese pop and heavy metal. And that's one of the acts that internally in the office and our entertainment team has been telling us to keep an eye out for, because I guess it's an incredible show. So I am excited to see what that's going to be all about.
Finally, the third weekend, don't miss Chicago. Chicago's playing the BMO Pavilion on July 4th. I think Chicago's going to be one of the best shows of the festival.
Can't argue with that show suggestion at all. And getting the biggest bang for your buck at Summerfest? There are 12 ways over 9 days to get in on admission deals and free entry. Kevin will set you up at those opportunities next, plus find out the fun your entire family can have at the Lil Gig, the fest inside the fest for the youngest music fans. This is your guide to the best sounds and suggestions for Summerfest 2025. Stay with me on WTMJ's Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
You're listening to the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
On this show, you'll get the info you need to make the most of your Summerfest experience. My guests from Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., the nonprofit 501c3 organization that produces Summerfest, are Sarah Pancari, President and CEO, and Kevin Kennedy, VP of Sales and Development. Now, regular Summerfest admission is $30. When you consider there are 10 stages of free performances from noon till midnight, that's a heck of a bargain, considering the cost of concert tickets to see just one band. There are discounts for seniors 62 and older, for kids 10 and younger, plus multiple admission promotions for discounted and free admission. Kevin, what are some of the admission freebies and deals?
Yeah, you know, Summerfest is 9 days, and we have 12 ways to get in free. So there's so many ways in which, you know, if you're willing to come in a little bit early, spend some time to read the app, to understand those days where you can take advantage of it. You know, anytime we have a chance to use one of our admission promotions to make a positive impact, we try to do that. Stomp Out Hunger is our opening day admission promotion in partnership with Bush's. And it's a legacy promotion for us, but basically you get in free if you bring in 3 non-perishable food items. So it's really easy to do. That's a great lineup on the opening day as well, but it's not uncommon. We'll collect 15 to 20,000 pounds of food that will go back into the community from that day. And new this year, to align with what we're doing on Juneteenth, some of that food is going to go to the Northcott Neighborhood House and be distributed in those neighborhoods as well too. So,
and we've all heard how much food pantries have been hit so far this year.
Exactly.
So that's a really tangible way to make a difference.
Yep. And, you know, one of my favorites is our second weekend on Saturday. It's a day that we recognize veterans, active duty military, and first responders. So all you got to do is just show your ID. You'll get in free from that day. So it's just something we like to do to try to give back to those individuals who have given so much for all of us. But 12 ways to get in free. There's no excuses. Check out our app. Find all the ways and get down. And beyond the music, which we've talked about, we have put together so many fun experiences and a lot of shopping and all the great food that Sarah talked about, where there's plenty to do if you come down at noon to get you all the way through the headliners that are playing later in the evening.
And I think another enhancement that happens is Troy West Children's Fest Day. So on June 20th, we will celebrate Children's Fest Day. And it's always a really, really fun day because not only do we have the beautiful Northwestern Mutual Community Park, which is over an acre of brand new play space. Yesterday, I was at our community park and I saw a little one who had never seen that park before turn the corner and look at the playground. And the look on their face was just like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever seen, right? So we have those moments every day down here where kids get to play in that park. But then on Children's Fest Day, we enhance it all and bring the mascots down and add special activities and do the special performances, you know, for kids, by kids. And so it really, it's a very special day. And again, free between noon and three. There's a discount on food that day. So it really, it becomes this really, really special day. So that's another admission promotion not to miss.
That leads us into not just Children's Fest Day on the 20th, but the Lil Gig. And I'm telling
That's
you,
right.
I have walked by the Northwestern Mutual Community Park when it opened. I wanted to see it. And I'm still charmed by it. It's colorful. It's spacious. There are interactive little alcoves around the
you
stage.
Bet.
And it's just
the
so
giggle grounds.
Colorful. Yes, and it brings out the kid in me. And, it's yeah. like, and I walked on the playground, and I'm like, oh, it's spongy and soft.
Yes. Any child that may need a device to move around or may be on wheels, that's why that's there, so that kids can play together. No matter what their challenges might be. So a very intentional design, very, very intentional, everything about it, including the family services building, which has tiny training toilets. It also has full-size changing tables, knowing that people may need all sorts of resources there, nursing mothers' rooms and sensory rooms for kids that might get overstimulated. So it's a very, very special park and one that we're very proud of.
And the Lil Gig really is a children and family festival within Summerfest. It's all within the Northwestern Mutual Community Park, but we have a dedicated stage that's got family programming all day. We've got First Stage, which will do performances, comedy sports, which is really popular. We have a DJ dance party that kids love. TMJ4 brings their weather show down, which is always really popular. There's face painting and henna artists and the
Survive
coolest,
Alive.
Survive Alive, yeah. And, you know, family friendly vendors. And
you build a teddy bear?
Yes.
Not yet.
Yes. There is a vendor.
Every
yes.
time we do this.
Oh, yeah. But it just shows is, how much is going
right,
on.
That's right.
And there's so much to do in that space, and so plenty to do for kids and families.
Next, festival fashion, front row hacks, and a 50th anniversary to celebrate. Stay with me on this guide to getting the most out of your Summerfest experience this year. Whether you're chasing the music, craving a new experience, or just finding the perfect selfie spots, you can get to the big gig easily on a bubbler bike, on a bus, hop on the hop for free. You can shuttle in from one of your favorite bars, take a rideshare to the zone at the Summerfest Northgate. If you drive and park, Summerfest can help with recommended routes to minimize your time in traffic and park downtown. You can find that info on the Getting Here section of Summerfest.com. Stay tuned, more tips coming up on WTMJ's Summerfest Soundcheck with me, Sandy Max.
What you need to know to make the most of the world's largest music festival. It's the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
My guests are Summerfest experts, since it is their job to organize the world's largest music festival. Sarah Pancari, Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. President and CEO, and Kevin Kennedy, Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. VP Sales and Development. 9 days, 11 stages, hundreds of bands, all styles of music. Want to make the most of it? Download the Summerfest app. Sarah and Kevin have been strongly suggesting using this convenient tool. Easy way to scroll through the lineup. You tap like for your favorites. You can build your own personalized schedule. It's a smart way. You can plan your day while you still leave room to wander by a stage and discover that, wait, who is that moment? Which is part of the magic of Summerfest. From must-hear music to must-have gear, we are covering it all. Sarah and Kevin, let's start with you. What's your one must-have item of Summerfest this year?
In the American Family Insurance House, which is a really, really fun activation that's here. They have been doing these custom fanny packs that have now just kind of grown in popularity. I want to say this will be the third or fourth year that they're going to offer those. And we'll see plenty of them from this year at the festival, but you still see people coming back from 2 or 3 years ago with the fanny pack they customized 2 or 3 years ago. It's all free. It's really fun to kind of go around to these different stations and add little different elements to your fanny pack to make it unique to yours. But it's something that a lot of people talk about, and those I think are really popular.
And the American Family Insurance, that house right in the middle, I want to live in that house. It is slick. It is wonderfully designed. And then wait, there are bands that perform there.
it's a very rare opportunity. You can see some of our headliners in a really intimate space playing, you know, in some cases stripped down versions of a song, a really highly produced song or an acoustic version, and then have kind of, you know, Q&A and be able to get that. In some cases, you're 2 feet away from the artist. And so there are headlining artists that will be in that space every day of the festival doing stripped down performances. And it's free for everybody. You just got to wait in line. So get in line early. Again, check out the app, check out summerfest.com, and you can see the lineup.
Tell me about the Howdy Hat.
So the Howdy Hat is new this year. And I don't know, maybe it was it Tori that discovered the Howdy Hat?
It was.
We've got a team here at Milwaukee World Festival. We have 50 full-time people here. Of course, we grow to over 2,200 when we add our seasonal staff. But we've got a woman who runs our marketplace who's just exceptionally great at finding, you know, the next thing. And the Howdy Hat, you know, we believe maybe that in 2025. So it's essentially a trucker hat that has customizable patches. So you can really make your own hat and you can create whatever you want it to be. So whether that be the pickleball king over here, Kevin Kennedy, all the way to the musical queen, Sandy, right? So it's really all about your creativity and creating your best version of a hat. So the Howdy Hat is going to be, you'll see them around, I guarantee that.
Howdy Hats and Fanny Packs, the ultimate fest day fit check for this Summerfest season. From fashion finds to free swag, your Summerfest style also could include a free Summerfest baseball cap. Opening day, if you're one of the first 10,000 fans through the gate on the first day of Summerfest, Thursday, June 19th, you get a cool Summerfest ball cap. It's more of a ball cap than a trucker hat. Stay with us. More insider info from Sarah and Kevin, including front row hacks, a 50th anniversary to celebrate, and a fantasy forest experience by Fuzz Pop Workshop. Keep it here on WTMJ's Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
You're listening to the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
From Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., the nonprofit organization behind Summerfest, I am joined by Sarah Pancari, President and CEO, and Kevin Kennedy, VP Sales and Development. And while Summerfest celebrates music, 11 stages, hundreds of artists, it's also a time to celebrate a milestone. And Kevin, one of your longtime partners is hitting a big anniversary this year.
Yes, our friends at Molson Coors, their flagship product, Miller Lite, celebrates its 50th anniversary.
Wow, and so, 5 decades of light.
Yes, that's right.
And I think that probably matches the years in which they've supported and been involved with Summerfest
too.
They've been with us really from the beginning. So we're excited. You'll be able to purchase their gold 50th anniversary commemorative cans on site in the Brew House, which is a bar that's in the Miller Lite Oasis space. Also within that space, they're partnering with Bars and Recreation, and they're going to have these 4 or 5 larger than life games you can play. So they have human sized billiards. They've got a human sized version of the ring and hook game you've probably played before. And you can play all those for a chance to win front row pit passes in their space. They're going to do special BOGOs and sample new products. And so there's a lot of fun stuff they have in store to celebrate.
That is fun. You mentioned pit passes. For all the free stages, there is that special area. How does one get a pit pass if they get all excited and go, oh, I want to be in there?
Yeah, there's 2 main ways in which you can. So our friends at Generac, first and foremost, they have an initiative called Power with Purpose. And this year you can purchase front row pit passes through their program with all proceeds going to benefit charity. And then on the Miller stage, we stepped into this year to sell passes on that space as well too.
Tell me about the Lasso Lounge.
Yeah, the Lasso Lounge. You know, this is the former JoJo's Martini Lounge, South Party Pavilion space. And so think Nashville-style country party bar environment. We'll have live country bands. We'll have DJs spinning country hits. There's line dancing, so if you want to learn how to line dance. The beverage menu is custom. The pageantry and the decor is all country leaning. And there is a mechanical bull as well, too. So if you've ever wanted to ride a mechanical bull, now's
your
chance.
Here's your chance at the Lasso Lounge. And what's exciting, you know, this was possible because we brought on a brand new sponsor, Cutis Auto and RV. So yeah, we're really, really excited about the Lasso Lounge.
If the mechanical bull sounds a little too exciting, there's always the more mellow Ferris wheel on the south end of Summerfest called Wheel in the Sky. And both Wheel in the Sky and the Milwaukee Airport Sky Glider give you beautiful views of the city and the lake. There's also free kayaking presented by Black Creek Cheddar at the Summerfest Boat Launch that's on the north end of the Henry Meyer Festival Park grounds near that U-Line stage. And the Summerfest website, summerfest.com, the Summerfest app, has all the info on the activities and the music performers and the admission deals at Summerfest. And next, the Lasso Lounge, something new this year. So is an immersive Aurora Borealis-inspired art experience by local creators Fuzz Pop Workshop. Find out about this fascinating festival experience next on WTMJ's Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
This is the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
With me are two of the people who helped make the world's largest music festival happen. Sarah Pancari, president and CEO of Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., and Kevin Kennedy, the organization's VP of Sales and Development. Now, opening night at Summerfest means the return of the Big Bang Fireworks Show lighting up the Milwaukee skyline. Scheduled for opening night Thursday, June 19th at 9:30, even the music pauses so everyone can watch the spectacular fireworks display over the grounds. Cousin Subs will be paying tribute to the fireworks. They're serving a special Big Bang shake only during Summerfest. You're wondering what it tastes like? Vanilla gelato base with orange-flavored syrup topped with whipped cream, fruit-flavored crisps, even an edible vanilla straw. Cousin Subs only serving the Big Bang shake during Summerfest. From fireworks to forest magic, the local art collective, who call themselves Fuzz Pop Workshop, they've created a new immersive art installation. Last year, they wowed us with an illuminated, glowing cosmic cornfield to walk through. It was titled Yield. Well, Fuzz Pop Workshop, they're back, and they've created a new experience for us to be fascinated by. And Kevin, you've seen this project coming together. Tell us about this Fuzz Pop Workshop creation.
Well, I can tell you the corn last year was really popular, very well received. In our post-festival survey work we did, 80% of respondents said they wanted more immersive art experiences at Summerfest. So, of course, we had to bring back, you know, something that I would, as great as Yield was, this is taking it to the next level. Working with Fuzz Pop Workshop again, the exhibit is called Astral Relics of the Great North Woods, and it kind of takes the aura of being in the middle of the forest with the Aurora Borealis and the lights and sounds. Basically, you will be at the center and immersed amongst five of these 30-foot tall relics, or tree spirits, as we kind of call them here, that are all really bright and vibrant and at night light up. And there's fun sounds to kind of mimic that feeling of, you know, the weird sounds you may hear when you're lost in the forest. And there's little tablets that guests can interact with and engage with, and they will react, you know, with different light and sound. And so it is, on a scale perspective, much larger than what we had for Yield, but it's just the more Fuzz Pop continues to do these experiences, I think they just keep one-upping their game, and I'm really excited for the public to be able to check it out.
And they're local. That's so exciting.
Yep. I mean,
we're talking about supporting local businesses,
exactly.
But this is exciting. Oh, I love that they grew and that an audience craves those experiences.
That's right.
Any other tasty, frosty beverages to look forward to other than the cool Miller Lite 50th anniversary in a gold can?
So Line & Kugel's, obviously a Molson Coors brand. They will be featured prominently at the Keg & Cask Bar, which is on the south end. But they're doing these mixology drinks where you basically, they'll probably have five or six different Line & Kugel's on tap, and you kind of get a half and half. So they'll mix berry with lime and these different kind of mixes. And
used to be a honey bear when you mixed
it. Yep, exactly.
Honey bear.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right. Yep.
Honey
and
Vice and the berry Vice.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's six different mixes that we're going to have this year at the Keg & Cask space. They all sound delicious, and so I think those are going to be really great.
The Liney Lime is terrific. The
it sounds
lime,
refreshing.
It is terrific.
Because I know a lot of people who swear by the summer shandy.
Come on down.
Okay, let's wrap up. Kevin, what's something that you've overheard at Summerfest that still sticks with you?
So I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I think, you know, as someone who has grown up loving to go to live music, in the last couple of years, she's finally gotten to the age where she's been able to go experience live music. She'll be at a few shows this year, but she's been to now probably three at Summerfest over the last couple of years, and it's just a different perspective to see a show and a concert and the live music experience that we have here through someone else's eyes. So it's just been fun to see my daughter, you know, experience live music and what we do here.
Sarah, what's something you've overheard, whether from a business colleague or truly just somebody you walk by who's like, that's exactly what I'm going for? What's something that you've heard that stays with you?
Well, what I love about it is that, you know, now in this role, I have people that will approach me and tell me they're, you know, maybe they met their spouse here, or they're having a reunion of friends or of colleagues, or, you know, that what we love is hearing about the traditions as well as the special moments. There's a special feeling, I feel like, in Milwaukee when Summerfest is happening, and we just embrace and relish that because it does represent so many individual fans' experiences that we just love to create.
Sarah, Kevin, thank you for your work to continue to create these moments and this musical experience to bring us together at Summerfest. And thank you for listening to this Summerfest Soundcheck. Go back, listen to the podcast, get caught up on the tips that Sarah and Kevin gave us, and share with your friends so you can make the most of your experience at the big gig. Find this Summerfest Soundcheck on WTMJ.com and on the WTMJ What's on Tap podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Look for WTMJ broadcasting live along the Lake Path right behind the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. Wishing you big fun at the big gig. Thanks for listening to WTMJ's Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.